Time now for a Left of Lansing Monday musing for this July 29th of 2024. Immigration has been an issue at the forefront of the MAGA white Christianist mind for the past 20 years or so. Maybe it's been there longer, but the racist hate language used on the immigration issue is something that has become more and more mainstream with right-wing politicians and media through the years. Dear Leader Trump, of course, used that racism and ignorance as a main plank in all of his elections, and Republicans continue to follow suit. And in some ways, they've been somewhat effective in their messaging against immigrants, especially against immigrants from Central and South America who are trying to escape their homelands to find a better life here due to how decades of American policies destroyed their countries. But we can't get into any of that kind of discussion because that'll mean we actually have to adhere to some kind of nuance and understanding of history and finding real problem-solving mechanisms to fix immigration here in the United States. Why try to improve a system when fear and ignorance is what drives MAGA voters to the polls? Caravans, anyone? Plus, that being said, I believe Democrats have not done the best job at not only fighting back against the constant right-wing barrage of attacks against our immigrant community, but Democrats failed to provide a real message of their own when it came to immigration ever since the comprehensive bipartisan immigration talks broke down during the Obama years, thanks to some right-wing Republicans and some Democrats in Congress. However, I think Michigan voters are proving what I and many other progressives knew to be the case. Yes, immigration reform is needed. Protecting the border is needed. But we can reform it without adopting MAGA messaging. A recent WDIV-TV Detroit News survey reveals that while voters remain split over Trump's insane plan to deport 11 million immigrants who don't have legal papers no matter how long they've been here, a strong majority, 60% of voters, say they oppose Trump's plans to set up detention camps for immigrants and using the military to round up people. I mean, what could possibly go wrong having the military go in and round up people Gestapo-like in the United States of America? But here's an interesting note. According to the same poll, over 70% of Michiganders said they believe in secure borders and for undocumented migrants who haven't committed crimes to be granted a pathway to citizenship. Now, that seems to contradict the first question in that poll, in which Michiganders were split on Trump's overall plan to deport 11 million immigrants, which tells me what I've always suspected is that once you give a little bit more nuance to this issue, progressives and independents are basically on the same wavelength. And you know what? So are some Republicans. You know, I remember during my farm radio days some 20 years ago when I would visit farmers on their farms for certain stories. And I remember one time where one of them talked glowingly of the migrant workers on their farm, and they told their peers and how good that these migrant workers are and how they're very trustworthy and they're very family-oriented people. And that's when it hit me that those Republicans who were already talking like Trump back in 2006, 2007 about immigration, they sounded like Trump about immigration, had no clue what full deportation would mean for this country. An NBC News story from 2022 covered how immigration reform would help farmers and consumers in the long run, saying a 2022 Texas A&M study commissioned by the American Business Coalition, a bipartisan group of 1,200 business leaders who advocate for immigration reform, found that having more migrant and H-2A workers were related to lower inflation, higher average wages, and lower unemployment. The study also found that more denied petitions for naturalizations are associated with larger consumer prices and higher inflation. Huh. And here in Michigan, Democrats are trying to help out by introducing legislation that would provide driver's licenses regardless of immigration status. You see, immigrants are living in our state and contributing to the state's economy. And so allowing them an easier chance to get to their work is not only smart policy, but it makes economic and humanitarian sense. Although extra public transit would help too, but that's an issue for another day. So despite all of the MAGA right-wing bluster and racist attacks against immigrants, Michiganders are showing how we're not following their line of hatred. Democrats across the country had better get the message though and stop adopting these right-wing talking points on immigration. LeftofLansing@gmail.com is the best way to reach me. Subscribe to the podcast and also subscribe to Left of Lansing on YouTube. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter, the Gram, and Facebook. Take the battle to them.